Welcome to On the Frontline, the Safety Learning and Operations Podcast. My name is Dr. Gina Anderson, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Luma Brighter Learning. We are celebrating the people designing better outcomes for those who move our industries. Stick around to the end of the show, and we'll reveal how you could be our next guest to be celebrated in about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hi, everyone, and welcome to my On the Frontline podcast. I am so glad you're here with us today. As you know, leadership doesn't happen in the boardroom. It actually happens on the front line, behind the wheel, in dispatch, making tough decisions about people, safety, and community. But today, I'm joined by Greg Morin. He's the co-founder and president of Brown Dog Carriers and Logistics. It's a logistics motor carrier company, and it's actually in Biddeford, Maine. I've never been there, but I'm sure we're going to learn more about it and all the goodness that that place brings. But after spending 20 years behind the wheel as a driver, Greg didn't start just another trucking company. In 2017, he built the kind of company he wished he had worked for. He remembers being known as Truck 301, not by name, not as a person, just a number. So he made the decision no driver at Brown Dog would ever feel that way. What started as three people full-time has grown into a thriving operation. It serves the lower 48 states, spanning tanker, refrigerated, and dry van freight, while intentionally preserving a small company mentality rooted in loyalty, transparency, and respect. And if the company's name itself tells you everything about its values, it's one of the reasons I reached out to Greg. It's inspired by a beloved family dog, Lily Ray. I have a Daisy May, but Greg had a Lily Ray, representing loyalty, fidelity, and a commitment to both clients and employees. But what really truly sets Brown Dog apart isn't just what they haul. It's actually how they lead. From multidimensional problem solving and team-wide transparency to adjusting policies as they grow, to hauling the wreaths across America and investing deeply in their local Maine community through a helping paw, this is a community that provides there's really no better way to run a trucking business. So this conversation today is truly what it takes to build culture intentionally, scale without losing your soul, and growing a business where people are known and they're not a number. Thank you so much, Greg, for joining me today. I am so appreciative. Why don't you go ahead and tell everyone what leading from the front line means to you and how that's really shaped your mindset?
So thanks for the introduction. I don't have to even be here at this point. It's wonderful.
You're a star. I'm glad you're here.
Bush, you did your homework on this one. And yeah, so leading from the front line, it's real simple. Don't ask somebody to do what you wouldn't do yourself. And being that I was a truck driver for 20 years, still a truck driver.
Love that.
That's very simple. I've hauled all the stuff our guys are hauling. I know the pain points. I know the weather. I mean, we're in the Northeast. It's miserable here 6 months out of the year. I get it. So, you know, driving in snowstorms or, you know, calling off work for snow now. That's something we've started doing is just, you know, sometimes it's just not worth it's groceries for God's sakes. It'll be there tomorrow. So, you know, people before product, basically. And as you said, build a company that I would have wanted to work for back in the day and not be that number 301. And, you know, ridiculously, I went back to that same company twice because they were around and it didn't change the second time around. And, you know, and that's just not a way to be a good member of the work community. And, you know, every single person in this building is here for the same reason. And we are here to feed our family, kids, and to protect the motoring public. We all want safety. So why not just be a part of the team and just be a part of the group you know, like I said, I understand my guys in dispatch have all been in the industry for over 20 years. They get it. We've all been here a long time, not necessarily at Brown Dog Carriers, but we're able to take the good from where we had worked. You know, I worked for a lot of different companies down in Southern Maine and took the good, bad, and the ugly and kind of made columns of it and said, all right, here's what I liked about this company, but my God, I hate this. So I've been doing that for 20 years that I was a truck driver. I'd always wanted to start my own company. So it was kind of a lifelong lesson into starting this. And finally one day I just said, I was getting older. I was 37 years old or so when I finally decided I'm done doing this part of it. Now I need to move up.
So, I love that. I love that. You know, the thing is, like, you show that you can start a company pretty much anytime. You can learn your whole life. And, you know, a lot of people, they hold themselves back. And I love that you just decided to take the leap.
Yeah, never hold back. And I probably waited a little too long to do it, because now all I can think about is retirement, to be honest with you. But I got a lot, you know, I got a lot more to give. And my oldest son is only 11 years old. So I guess I got a long ways to go before college is done. So here I'll be.
I love that. It matters. It matters. What do you think? So you've been on both ends. You've been a driver. You've worked for companies. You have your own company now. What do you think leading from the front line really teaches you about humanity?
Everyone's got a story. Mm. Whether it's me or one of my drivers, they've got something going on in their life. And, you know, with a lot of the other companies I worked for, not all of them, I had worked for some great ones also, but the ones I remember most are, you know, you always remember the bad things. You know, you don't always remember all the good. But one thing, there was a health issue in the family. I couldn't get the time off. There was no moving. And it's just not a way to run a company. So here we implemented right out of the gate. It was families first. I don't care what the problem is. It's none of my business, for one. If you have an issue, you deal with your issue and we'll be here waiting for you when you come back. Now, if you're having an issue every third day, then probably have a conversation. But, you know, there are things that happen, and, you know, you don't need, I'm not here to be a social worker. You don't need to come to me with it. But if you have a problem and you need to tend to it, by all means, stay home and tend to it and be with your family and do what you got to do. And that's a part of humanity, you know, that a lot of companies miss. Just kind of staying in touch with your drivers or all of your employees. I don't care who here has to take time off. It's
right.
You know, we're kind of an open door policy over here. We'll find somebody to cover the load. It's freight. You know, it will get out. And we have a good relationship with our customers that they know we will replace that person. Somebody will cover the freight. It'll go, but lives are more important. And whether it's mental or just physical being, and you just need a day. I'd rather you take a day off from work than have your head somewhere else and then get into an accident. You know, and it's as simple as that. Also, as I've learned over time, I've gotten more involved with my city and the school department. Of course, my kids are there, so I follow along and helping them out. I didn't realize some of the issues going on in the schools. So we focused a little bit more on helping the school department out, whether it's their backpack program where they go to local STIRC and pick up food. We'll pick up the food for them and get it to the school so they can distribute it out to the kids. All this stuff we just do. And typically it's me in the truck or my right-hand guy, Jim Costa. He's a Vietnam veteran and he likes to still come and drive truck every now and again. So we call him in for special projects. And we actually, in our EMS software and our driver file software, we have it listed as special projects or special events for Jim and a few other guys. Who just want
to? It's incredible.
Yeah, they just want to come out and help, but they still need to be part of it. We still get a drug test and all that, so they're still a part of it, but just kind of a different layer.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you're impacting your community because it's about changing lives, right? And it's about helping other people thrive, and in turn, you help your community and you help change the world. I love that. What do you think we should? Go ahead.
you know, doing it. So, you know, I get a call from the woman who kind of runs community outreach for the school department, and her and I have become good friends, and she helps me with projects and I help her with projects. And, you know, it's just doing it quietly, kind of behind the scenes. I've always been in operation, so we're just behind the scenes where everyone else is just kind of making, we're going to make it happen on our end. And we have other people just kind of getting it done, you know, maybe public view, but it's to do it just quietly because, you know, doing the right thing is the right thing to do. It's a pretty simple motto we kind of go by. And, you know, even with our helping paw thing that we did, that was mostly during COVID. We still have it as moniker, but it doesn't get as much life as it did back then. And
tell us about it. What is that?
So obviously during COVID, you know, the restaurants were having a hard go at it, and a lot of the local folks were having a difficult time. And so what we would do is we would just go buy gift certificates at local places. And then we'd just go on Facebook and, you know, people would basically put their names in a hat or whatever. And we just at random, just pick a name and say, you won the $50 to, you know, the coffee place on the corner. And so we did that quite a bit. We bought just before COVID really got going in January of 2020, my grandfather passed away. He was a World War II vet, and he was staying at the Maine Veterans Home a few towns away from here. So we went to the corner store up the street. We bought them, you know, 40 or 50 sandwiches for lunch one day and just drove them up to him and said, here you go. Just stuff like that. Simple things just to make people smile. I mean, obviously they got their own food. They're cooking it every day for the residents, but something different.
Yeah, it's so important.
Yeah, we have another customer there, Sharon, stadium seating manufacturer, and they decided they were going to donate chairs to emergency rooms and anyone that would need it, like whether it was the veterans homes or to space people out more. So we decided that we were going to haul all those chairs for free.
Wow. Just
go down and loaded them and brought them to different organizations, our local hospitals and whatnot that ordered them, and we handled the transportation for them.
I love that. So when I need someone to haul my sunshine jars that I released today, I'm going to hire a brown dog. I am going to hire your company because even though I can, you know, help train, I mean, I don't have trucks, so I'm going to need a partner for that. And you are definitely the favorite person I've met in the past month. And I swear, this is awesome. I love it. You're doing so much goodness. What do you want people to remember you like 10 years from now? When somebody thinks about Brown Dog and they think about Greg, what do you want the industry to remember?
Well, I'm hoping that we have an impact on people's vision of what trucking is and what truck drivers are. You know, I know during COVID we were the heroes, but we've kind of gone a few steps back from that again.
You are the heroes.
Well, we all know that, but the general public isn't seeing it as much. So the image of the industry is kind of focusing on, and of course, Brown Dog at the local level, when we're very, very local here to Southern Maine. And this town, I grew up here in Biddeford, and it always treated me well. I went to school here, graduated here. I've lived here. I haven't really moved out of the city for too long. In fact, I live now 5 doors down from where I grew up. So, you know, it's very small, tight-knit community. There's only about 30,000 people here. So, you know, I wanted to realize that even though in the trucking world, we are very, very small. We've got 30 some odd trucks. So we're a very small niche, but it doesn't matter how large of a company you have, you can still do good things. And so that's what I want Brown Dog to be known for around here. Now, I might not haul a bit of freight for anybody in this city ever in my life.
Okay.
But I want them to know is we were here to help the people of this town in one way or another, you know, whether that was help their kids get food delivered to their school that for the after school programs, after lunch program, whatever it is, backpack programs, you know, all these things, whether we're sponsoring Wreaths for Wreaths Across America for our local veterans.
I love that.
And, you know, just being able to have somebody say, you know, these guys are doing a great job. I mean, you know, they might not even know really what we do, but it doesn't really matter because the average Joe on the corner isn't going to need a truckload of anything hauled to their house ever.
Right.
But I want to be the good carrier that the good steward of the community, so to speak. That'll help with my connections all over, bring a little bit to the city that's taken care of me throughout the years.
I love that. You know what? I had many people say to me that I needed to meet you. And now I know why I needed to meet you. And you were nominated for my podcast show because of how you show up in your community and city, because you are not the loudest voice. From what I've heard and from what people have told me, you don't chase applause. You just said it, you know, you're kind of doing it quietly. Yeah, but you're the one that shows up, Greg, time and time again for people. And so I started this podcast because I wanted to award and honor quiet heroes, people who lead with the heart and who carry the weight of others without asking anything in return. And I actually have this pelican. This is going to be your trophy. We're going to have your name. I don't know if you know anything about pelicans. I'm not a bird person, but I will tell you, I live in Charleston. Do you know anything about pelicans?
They have big beaks.
They have big beaks. Well, the thing about pelicans is that they actually hunt in groups and community. And if you notice a pelican, they don't thrive in isolation, but through connection and community. And they represent teamwork. They represent social bonds and the balance between giving and receiving. So I wanted to give you a pelican because I wanted to give this to you because you embody all of these traits. And I know because of what people have told me that you see the strength in other people and you lift them higher and you give without ego and you lead from not the front. You actually lead from your community. And your work doesn't make headlines, but Brown Dog Carriers Trucking and you, Greg, you make a lasting impact on people's life. And it's personal and it's powerful and it's real. So today I want to honor you for the way that you move people forward in the industry quietly and purposely, for the community that you built and the community that you lead quietly on the side, and for the balance that you bring. Because you know what, Greg, you've changed lives just by being you. Without you even knowing it. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. I know the industry appreciates you. And I'm glad that I'm finally connected to you and I got to meet you. So why don't you leave us today with some lasting words of advice and maybe tell us if somebody wants to hire Brown Dog Carriers because of your great things that you're doing, where can they find you?
So thank you very much for this. This is wonderful. I was just coming to do another podcast. So this is kind of neat. You know, you never know until you're there. And, you know, I keep it simple. It's just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. You don't need all the pomp and circumstance. Just do it. And, you know, someday down the road, we'll all be judged for what we've done. And so hopefully, you know, I'm looked at favorably, I guess. And I do it because I enjoy doing what I do and being able to do it. It wasn't all that long ago. I was sleeping on a buddy's couch. So coming from that, marrying the love of my life, having kids, to starting this, you know, having some success and being able to give back, that's what it's all about. So that was kind of my American dream, so to speak. So here we are kind of living it. And it's simple. Just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
Do it. Let's do it. Greg, where can they find you? Where should they reach out?
You can find me at browndogcarriers.com. You can find me on Facebook under Brown Dog Carriers or Greg Morin. LinkedIn, the same thing. So we're all at the normal spots where you find people. Nothing crazy, but I'll be friends with anybody.
Oh, I love that. Well, thank you so much for being the industry pelican. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
Yep. See ya. Thank you.
Dr. Gina Anderson here. Thank you so much for listening to On the Frontline, the Safety, Learning, and Operations podcast. If you are a successful director, VP, or C-level executive, and you're solving some of the toughest challenges in training, engagement, and risk reduction, we would love to have you on this show. Please visit podcast@learningwithgina.com and apply to be a guest. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode for me on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it on your social media channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media and let them know about the show and use the hashtag on the front line. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. It means so much to me. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so make sure you don't miss an episode and go ahead and hit subscribe if you like it. Your thumbs up, ratings, and review go a long way to help promote my show, and it means a lot to me and my team. You want to know more? Go to our website, learningwithgina.com or lumabrighterlearning.com, and follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.